This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, bug and worm farmer, gardener, biocontrol specialist, ecopreneur, horticulturalist, co-owner of Arbico Organics, and Dr. Bug Lady. We have a lot to cover this hour, and you are going to love my guest. He's a superhero when it comes to microorganisms. That's right, the little tiny good guys that live in our gut and in the soil. My guest is the inimitable Ted Rader, Vice President of Marketing and Sales for SCD Probiotics. SCD Probiotics is a leader in the production of probiotic microorganisms for the past 20 years that are used for gut health, home garden and lawn care, mother cultures, dog, cat, and horse probiotic care, agriculture, soil, plant, and livestock health, hydroponics, and wastewater treatment. My guest, Ted Rader, grew up in Washington State. Ted says, my mother was a very avid organic gardener, and I helped her a bit, but rather than gardening, I was more interested in the other two G's, girls and guitars. I was a terrible biology student. After a stint in the Marines, he went to the University of Washington to study finance and ended up programming computers and starting companies and eventually worked his way from Seattle down to Silicon Valley. His intense interest in agriculture wasn't rekindled until he was semi-retired and lived in South America during the U.S. housing bubble collapse when he had an epiphany. The earth is not a closed system. Every day energy rains down on us from the sun. It is up to us to take that gift and convert it into something useful. I got a bit obsessed with working with nature, he says, to improve the quality and nutrient density of the foods we produce and consume. He said, I see it as a way to fundamentally improve the human condition from health and natural immunity from disease to things not immediately associated with nutrition, like clarity of thought, emotional strength, and spirituality. He studied for and passed the California and International Certified Crop Advisor Exam in 2013 so that he could work with some of the biggest growers in the U.S. He introduces novel concepts like biomimicry, working with nature, and the numerous benefits of plant health to conventional growers who have historically been focused exclusively on yield. And on that note, let's welcome Ted to the Easy Organic Gardener and hear what he has to say. Hi, Ted. Thank you so much for joining me today,
Sherry,
on the Easy Organic Gardener.
Thank you. Wow, what an introduction.
Yeah, well, it's you, you know. It's you and all your accomplishments and all the amazing things that happen when you set your goals and excitement and enthusiasm on those little teeny tiny guys that in many ways are the soul of all the organisms that live on the planet. So that's where that spirituality comes into place. I've always said that if we could grow enough probiotics, we could make everything happy on the planet. So, let's see. You know, you had this epiphany, and I think that's sort of the place where you started. Tell us a little bit about how that evolved for you before we get into any other things, because I think this is kind of important for people to understand a little bit about you and what it was that just popped, that aha moment.
Yes, ma'am. Well, as you can tell from my background, there's not a lot about organic gardening or agriculture or even biology in general. And it wasn't until I was being exposed to a lot of really, I would put it, negative thoughts that think of the world as a fixed-size pie and that you can only cut it up so many ways. And I think at the time, you know, creeping into the public consciousness, there was a lot of, you know, it was peak debt and we were peak oil and everything was kind of going to hell in a handbasket at the time, and it just sort of, I don't know, came to me and dawned on me that we weren't really in a fixed system and that the system could consistently grow. And there was energy that came to us, and it was up to us to decide what we were going to do with that energy. And my background being in Silicon Valley entrepreneur, you know, a lot of people were moving into solar at that time, and that wasn't necessarily interesting to me because I felt like I wanted to get closer to what I thought was sort of some of the rules of God rather than the rules of man, and letting nature sort of do what it does naturally. And that sort of led me back to this idea of agriculture, which at the time, around 2008, I really didn't know a whole lot about it at all. So it's been a tremendous journey, I guess, the last 12-odd years to get to where I am now.
Well, you know, it's an amazing thing when it does happen, because I fell in love with this whole concept of probiotics and the use of them probably 30 years ago. I had the opportunity to meet with Dr. Higa, who was one of the main guys in Japan who really understood the importance of probiotics, not just in the soil, but in everything. And so, well, for the sake of, even though we've talked a lot about probiotics here on the show, I want you to tell our audience what probiotics are. What is it that they are made up of? How they reproduce? You know, whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, okay. So a lot of people first became familiar with the idea, the concept of a probiotic, thinking about cultures that are in yogurt. And I think there was a Super Bowl ad that came out. Jamie Lee Curtis talked about the benefits of eating yogurt that had probiotics in them. And what I can't work with was an immediate spike in awareness of that term and why they might be beneficial for somebody or even an ecosystem. Where even think about that, suddenly, you know, everyone sort of had heard of the term and was interested in it and wondering what it would do. Now, from a personal health perspective now, there's lots of probiotics that you can go out and buy. But if you think about soil, you know, for organic gardeners now, the soil is sort of like the stomach of the plant. And the plant can't move around and grab things and eat them. It has to grow into them through the root system. But that root system is how it, of course, absorbs all the nutrients. And probiotics often take an important role in making some of those nutrients that will apply to our garden more available to a plant, the same way that they'll make nutrients available in your stomach.
We always talk about how plants and people are so similar. You know, plants need exactly what people need. They need probiotics to break down organic matter so that the actual nutrition can be absorbed in the small intestine into the bloodstream. They need enzymes for uptake. And in our case, we need amylase, protease, and lipase to break down carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. And then most importantly, those amazing probiotics that are, organic food that's going to supplement everything. And so what we need and what plants need are exactly the same. And the funny thing is that we get the probiotics from the soil. We eat them. We excrete them. They go back into the soil. The cycle works over and over again, which is remarkable. Nature is remarkable.
Yes. Any natural system, they're going to be there. Where we sort of go downhill maybe and need to maybe supplement, if you will, is when we're sort of in there mucking around in the system often. So, you know, as you know from my bio there at the beginning, I've worked with a lot of very large growers, and they're often putting out things that disrupt that natural system. They're planting monocrops often. They can be GMOs. They can be using things to poison weeds, which end up poisoning the microbes because they're much smaller. It's much easier to poison those. And they end up disrupting that system. And sometimes the probiotics help to supplement and sort of get nature back on track is how we end up using them often.
Exactly. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about, you know, since we're getting into the benefits, let's talk a little bit the benefits of why a microbial diverse soil is so important and that even many organic growers are not even aware of.
Yeah. Well, so there's a lot of people who are familiar with it that may use compost or something like that. One of the really strong benefits that I've found in any growing environment is this idea of having microbes that can fix nitrogen out of the air. So
you know,
a lot of growers. Okay, go ahead. Maybe we'll wrap
you know
up
what?
On the side of the break.
I was looking at the clock, but I think I'm off by a couple of minutes. So for those of you listening, we're coming right back with more Ted Rader. Please don't go away.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Easy Organic Gardener, and I'm your host, Sherry Ferreira Day Fry. With me this hour is the remarkable Ted Rader, Vice President of Sales and Marketing of SCD Probiotics. At SCD, diversity and balance are key. Just like a rainforest, healthy microbiomes are teeming with diversity. After all, each species and strain has unique functions and abilities. And when a microbiome's populations contain more neutral and beneficial microbes, it is in balance. Through both diversity and balance, the beneficial microorganisms can keep the populations of pathogens at bay, disease in check, and the overall system healthy. For more information, go to www.scdprobiotics.com, scdprobiotics.com. Welcome back, Ted. I apologize for cutting you off there. I'm setting a clock, and sometimes I set it at the wrong time. So welcome back. And we were just getting into a remarkable conversation about all the benefits of the microbes that many growers aren't even aware of. So I'm going to let you take it from there.
Well, so I think one of the biggest benefits that resonates with the broadest number of people is this idea of nitrogen fixation. Most people who have even run a small garden plot have fertilized their garden with some form of nitrogen. And for organic growers, you know, maybe that's chicken litter or some other organic source, maybe blood meal. One of the things that we found is that when microbes are allowed to fix the nitrogen out of the air, it brings a form of nitrogen right to the root zone, and that form of nitrogen, amino acid nitrogen, is taken up into the plant, and the plant can kind of use that like a building brick, and it's a very efficient way for the plant to build all the systems it needs. And you get a health benefit from that, and you get a yield benefit from that usually, and usually the taste of the product is better, and there's better disease resistance. So that's one of the things. The second thing is that a lot of the nutrients that are in your soil are not actually available to the plant, and sometimes not even on a soil test. If you're someone who soil tests, you'll actually be putting out probiotics into a soil without any other amendments, and you'll see the nutrient values in your soil test go up, which seems a little bit magical because there's not necessarily nutrients in these microbials that you're putting out. But what's happening is those little specks of dust in the soil are actually billions or trillions of atoms, and they're not homogeneous, meaning the insides of those specks of dust will have nutrients that the plant could actually use but cannot access them, and the soil test can't access them either. So as the microlife gets in there and accesses what's in the soil, you get full access to what's actually out there. So much more efficient use of the nutrients you do lay down or you already have in your soil. And then the last thing is that there's plant growth promoters that are naturally created from these microbes, and you'll see usually enhanced photosynthesis. So you'll have a more efficient system. You'll have healthier plants. You'll have tastier fruits and vegetables. You'll get better prices for them. They'll have better yield, better shelf life. Lots of benefits by letting nature sort of do what it does naturally.
And natural is just the best way to go. One of the things we've learned about insect pest control is that the higher the bricks of a plant, the less it is possible for an insect to suck, chew, or perforate a plant. They cannot expel sugar. Bricks is sugar. And so one of the reasons that we always recommend with any fertility program are, of course, probiotics, because it makes, as you said, everything work better. Everybody,
yes, ma'am,
photosynthesizes better. Everybody fixes in better. Everybody works better. And ultimately, we're all happier because the nutritional value of everything that we're eating is so much better and tastes so much better. And that taste is all about that bricks.
Yes, yes. I think that magic number is usually around 12 for listeners who are checking their bricks, where you get quite a bit of pest resistance. And like you said, that the higher sugars correlate almost always with higher nutrient values. And the taste, I mean, the taste difference between a bricks of 5 and 6 is obvious in a tomato. So you can imagine when you get up around 10 or 11 or 12, that's sort of the Holy Grail, if you will.
I love the way you say it.
I feel that way so much when we are harvesting from our own garden. I don't even need dressing or salt or lemon, nothing. Everything is just bursting with flavor. It just tastes so good, and I feel so happy. So I'm on a mission. I think we should, everything should have probiotics. Every single thing that we eat or drink and bathe in, and you know, just think about how happy everything on the planet would be with if we just had our probiotics rocking.
Right on.
So let's talk some more about a lot of people, especially when they compost, people talk about anaerobic composting, aerobic composting, and so I think this would be a good conversation to have so people understand some of the basics about the difference between aerobic, anaerobic, and facultative microbes. So take it away, Ted.
Yeah, so just background before we get started talking about some more complex issues, I guess. There are microbes that need to have oxygen like we do, and those are the aerobics. There's microbes that cannot have any oxygen or they'll die, and those are the anaerobes. And then there's an in-between version called a facultative, and that means that maybe it operates best in oxygen, but it's fine if there's no oxygen, it'll find other ways to live, and the same on the anaerobic side. And those facultative anaerobes are interesting because we found that populations that have more of these microbes that can work as the environment is changing can be more disease resistant, these soils.
It is so interesting. And, when we're talking about composting and compost teas, tell us a little bit about, what are your tips? What do you think is the best way to go? And I know we're mostly focused on aerobic. So, what's your opinion on composting and compost teas? Very curious.
Yeah. So it's interesting when I grew up and I was with my mom. You know, we were throwing things in the compost pile, and there were certain things that were no-nos. You weren't supposed to put in there because that would create a disease condition, and you were constantly flipping it or turning it or aerating it in some way to make sure that you maximize the amount of aerobic microbes, because the thought process at the time was that the anaerobes were the ones that, you know, most frequently created pathogens or more frequently pathogens or created disease states in the compost. And one of the things that, you know, I became aware of when I started working this company, which is something that's been around forever, but I had never been aware of it, even though I'd been involved in ag and compost for decades, is this idea of bokashi composting. And bokashi composting is creating a compost with facultative anaerobes in the absence of oxygen. And some of the benefits of that are that you create a compost that doesn't smell. There's no energy that has to go out to actually turn the compost. Compost very quickly.
I love bokashi. Let's talk a little bit more about it when we come back from the break. Those of you who are listening, don't go away. We've got lots more of Ted Rader.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Bernie Sanders scored a commanding victory in Nevada's presidential caucuses, cementing his status as the current Democrats' national frontrunner, but escalating tensions over whether he's too liberal to defeat Donald Trump. This from Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
And I congratulate Senator Sanders on a strong showing today, knowing that we celebrate many of the same ideals. But before we rush to nominate Senator Sanders in our one shot to take on this president, let us take a sober look at what is at stake for our party, for our values, and for those with the most to lose.
As Sanders celebrated, Joe Biden was barely in second place ahead of Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. They were all seeking any possible momentum heading into South Carolina and then Super Tuesday on March 3rd. After the win, Sanders left to campaign in Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and my amazing guest this hour is VP of Sales and Marketing of SCD Probiotics, Ted Rader. There is a biological revolution. When Louis Pasteur uncovered the microscopic world of bacteria and their role in the disease, he had yet to uncover the far-reaching microbial ecosystems called microbiome that support influenced life from plant to animal to human. What we have since discovered is that not only are these microorganisms everywhere, their numbers reaching the trillions everywhere they live, but also that the vast majority are either neutral or beneficial. In fact, they co-evolve with larger life forms like ourselves symbiotically, and they are absolutely essential to human life and health. For more information, go to www.scdprobiotics.com. SCDprobiotics.com. Welcome back, Ted.
Thank you, Sherry.
We're having fun. So going back to Bokashi, we love Bokashi. And the thing that I love about it the most is, well, for those of you who are listening, it's actually a bag of rice hulls that has been it's just a bag of rice hulls that has microorganisms all throughout them. And it has a lovely taste and a lovely odor. I like like to eat them, actually. I've tasted them and eat them on occasion. And what they do, at least in the household, is if you have a compost bucket, you can literally just take a few tablespoons and sprinkle them right onto the compost bucket, and instantly the odor goes away. The same thing for cat litter. And so it's an amazing thing. And so I'm going to let you finish talking a little bit more about bokashi, but I just love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a very, very flexible product. One of the interesting things is you can compost dairy, meat, bones, all kinds of things that would be dangerous in a traditional compost environment. And you can do it inside your house, inside of a bucket. So low energy inputs, big benefit. You can take the end product, either you can drain off a little bit of liquid, you can water that down and put it in your plants. You can pour it down your drain, believe it or not, because those facultative anaerobes will clear drains. And then you can take the resulting product and you can use it out in your garden or put it into a traditional compost pile. So really cool thing that's really flexible and useful for pretty much anybody.
Yes, and, you know, you provide a whole system. Tell us about the system that you provide that people could use, because I've been doing it for 30 years. I just love it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, so Arbico Organic sells a bucket that will keep the oxygen out of the product. Basically, you put your kitchen scraps, whatever they may be, into a bucket. You close the lid after you dust in some of the bokashi holes that Sherry was talking about earlier, and then you just close the lid and leave it. Maybe in a week or two, there's a small drain at the bottom of the bucket. You can drain off any of this excess tea or leachate. You can use that, like I said, on your plants or just pour it down your drain. It'll help keep your pipes clean. And then after about, after you've filled it up, you can set it in your garage or someplace. You wait 4 to 8 weeks and you have what's essentially a soil starter. So very, very quick composting process as well.
It's just amazing. And, of course, it's odorless, which is the best part of the whole process. Because, a lot of people have a big old bucket of slop. It really doesn't smell very good.
Right.
And so it really reduces a few steps in making things work. So let's see, since you've talked a little bit about inoculating the facultatives, is there so much interest now in inoculating the facultatives? Tell us.
Yeah, well, so some early studies that are sort of coming out of academia are starting to notice that you can create disease-suppressive soils. So what this means is that the pathogens that some people are trying to get rid of in their garden, for instance, they're always going to be there. But the question is whether they express themselves in the plant. Now, one of the ways that you can combat that is you can be, raising the health of your plants, and they'll create a natural immunity in the plants, like Sherry talked about earlier, raising the bricks. But another way is by creating an environment in the population of microbes in the soil that creates a disease-suppressive soil. And so one of the things that they've noticed is correlated with these disease-suppressive soils are they tend to be very high in facultative microbes. Now, when we're very high in these facultative microbes, the disease organisms will still be there, often in the exact same numbers that'll be in a very diseased garden, but they won't actually express themselves into the plant or into the soil.
That's so interesting. 30 years ago, we helped strawberry growers get rid of diseases like botrytis. Botrytis is a terrible disease on strawberries in particular, which is a very high cash value crop with compost teas. And the same thing for root knot nematode. We had an organic grape grower who bought a conventional piece and was turning it into organic and had terrible root knot nematodes. And we literally made compost tea. This is kind of interesting because our compost we rear insects for biological control, as you know, and we take the spent media, the food, and we compost that, and it has insect parts in it.
Oh, yeah.
Those insect parts have an exoskeleton, which then is chitinous, and it turns into chitinase, which is a natural form of a product that actually kills molluscaline species, which are pest nematodes, the one that hurt roots in the soil. And we actually made tankerfuls of our tea and took it out and instantly got rid of root knot nematodes, which was really something to see. And so, this is why we have something called the healthy soil recipe that we always recommend, no matter what anybody calls about. You know, we think that we got to treat the cause, not just always mask the symptoms. And so after anybody, you know, when they normally call in, they're upset about it. Oh, my God, I've got a terrible infestation. Well, we want to fix it, if we can, by selling them a healthy soil recipe that includes the probiotics, the enzymes, and then a very good fertilizer. So, and it's, you know, still trying to put ourselves out of business, Ted. We still haven't done it.
Yeah, I believe it. It's interesting that you say that. Only recently, I think, maybe in the last decade, some of the bigger growers that deal with these root knot nematodes started to figure out what sounds like you figured out decades ago, and that disrupting the way these nematodes replicate themselves with the chitinase is maybe one of the pathways to doing that, and have achieved similar biological control in some of these real problem fields in Florida and Georgia and places like that. So that's interesting.
Well, because when you think about, as you said prior, you know, monoculture, we're talking about strawberry growers that go in, the topsoil's been disrupted because everything has to be precisionly laid out. So these machines go in and cut everything to a certain matching level, and then they make these strange-looking berms, if you will, and then they cover them with plastic. I mean, it really is an odd environment for strawberries when you think of them as a they are a perennial, and they go all over the place, and they propagate, and so they're constantly culling them and pushing them back and forcing, and between all that, we have disrupted the soil. We literally have mined the soil, and of everything, and we're attempting to put things back. But when we try to put it back, it doesn't work that way, because just like in our own bodies, you know, if you say I have a calcium deficiency, well, that's great, but you also need molybdenum, you need boron, you need phosphorus, you need all sorts of other things in order for everything to work together. And that's why these probiotics are so important, because they are the enhancer, they are the bridge, they are what pulls it all together in so many ways.
Yeah, so one of the things I keyed on that you were saying there is this idea of balance.
Let's talk about this balance, Ted, when we come back from the commercial. And we're going to come right back with those of you who are listening with more microorganisms, those amazing little guys that help us, and Ted Rader. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry, and this show is dedicated to my father-in-law, Fritz Fry, who named the show for me. He was a gardener and said, gardening should be easy, E-A-S-Y. And we said, you're right, environmentally and sustainably yours. My guest this hour is the remarkable Ted Rader, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for SCD Probiotics. Be sure to check out SCD's line of probiotic products for home, garden, and lawn care. That is perfect for your family, pets, and the environment. Go to www.scdprobiotics.com, scdprobiotics.com for more information. Welcome back, Ted. We were talking about strawberries, and then I had to cut you off, so take it away.
Well, you described a growing environment that was similar to what maybe you'd see on a space station rather than a field, you know, where everything's very artificial. And we always think that we figured out exactly what the plant or the ecosystem needs and we can replicate it with some man-made device. But what we're starting to find out is that every time we think we figured something out, the problem is a bit like an onion. We'll peel off one layer and we'll see that there's more layers underneath it. And the onion's probably the size of a watermelon, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So in understanding that complexity, one of the things that you keyed on was this idea of balance. And that's really key. I've seen, you know, not just in organic growers, but even on some of the biggest growers in the world who are creating some of the highest yields, this idea of balance is often lost on people. We have a lot of times we'll focus in on one thing and think that it's the answer is I need to add this one element to the mix or I need to add this. And the way the biologicals work often is that they'll restrict the uptake of something if they're not in place in balance. So the biologicals need to be in balance, the nutrients need to be in balance, and ideally you'd have a balanced diversity of plants in a given space as well.
call it biobalance. And so
yes,
we were talking about biobalance with regard to whether it's fertility or whether it's disease, weeds, insect issues. You know, we have to reach that biobalance. And we spend a lot of time helping people reach that biobalance, because that's that delicate place where everything works together, where production increases, where food tastes better. One of the things that's so amazing to me is that if you actually have a fruit or even a vegetable that has a high Brix, it literally will not rot. It will dehydrate. I actually have in my drawer here a 20-year-old avocado that has never rotted. It has never rotted. I do. I bring it out and show people sometimes, because then that, you know, if you're going to eat something that's rotting before you even take it out of the refrigerator, what benefit can that be?
Right, and that's an eye opener, I think, for people who aren't familiar with Brix or even with you know, just natural gardening. I guess a lot of the things that I buy at the grocery store they can go bad very quickly. But like you said, that Brix, if it's high enough, you see the fruits and vegetables will sustain themselves, and like you said, they'll just dehydrate. And not go bad. And I think that's probably what was happening, you know, in the olden days, quote unquote, in some of these root cellars and whatnot. It was much easier for people to store the fruits and vegetables because they were more nutritionally sound.
Absolutely. So, you know, talking about gardening, and you were just, you know, I would like you to spend some time talking to our listeners, you know, the suggestions you might have for someone getting started looking at biological activity in their soil. What are some of the things that they should be looking for? Because a lot of us, you know, we have been taught to treat our soil like dirt, and we just don't have a connection with it. We don't understand that it's a living organism, that it's teeming with life, and it should be revered, and as opposed to it's just dirt. And so for people that are conscientiously wanting to make the best choice, tell us a little bit about what they should be looking for, what should they be doing?
Yeah, so for people who are farmers for a living, there's a lot of technical tools you can use. But I think for most lay people, and even someone like me who's out gardening, I think, you know, using your physical senses are probably the best way, the least expensive way, and the most in-touch way to sort of understand what's happening biologically. So one of the things that people see sometimes is that a rain will come, and then they'll see a lot of either ponding, they'll see a lot of runoff happening that's taking some of the nutrients off the soil, and they're not seeing a lot of infiltration into the soil. That leads to problems with drought, all kinds of problems along that. So does the soil hold water? Does it aggregate and crumble into a chocolate cake structure when you pick it up and crumble it in your hands? How does it smell? Probably the one test, if I had to recommend one test to sort of look at biological activity without getting too complicated, would be something called a Haney test. And you can look at that. It's named after Dr. Rick Haney, who he came up with a way to evaluate how the microbes were breathing, and use that to evaluate how many microbes he had alive in a given soil sample. It's kind of an interesting test to get you started if you want to go on the path of looking at that without getting overwhelmed, if you will.
That's really interesting. Some of the physical forms of observation, what should they be looking for?
Well, so like I mentioned before, does the soil drain? So one of the things you can do is you can dig a small hole, you can pour some water in there, and you can time how fast that water drains through a soil. Then you can back up again and put more water once it's drained through once.
Gotcha.
That will show you how well the soil's aggregated. That's one of the things. How well does it hold water when you wet the soil and you pick it up and you squeeze it? Is there something there? The crumble, it's sort of a sense that you kind of get whether a soil is healthy or not. Might take a little bit longer, but really a shovel and your senses are probably two of the best tools. If you smell the soil, that is something called actinomycetes, which are very important for bringing nutrients into a plant in the root zone that has a very distinctive smell. You kind of have to smell or have smelled a few healthy soils to know that smell. And then it's very easy to determine whether something's not in balance and those don't exist in that soil.
It has to meet the smell test, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's talk a little bit about pathogens, the difference between a beneficial and a pathogen. I know this is something that's near to and dear to your heart, so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's a little bit complicated, but essentially it's not the bug itself, it's the things that the bugs create. And the biologists will call that a metabolite. In the case of alcohol production, you know, maybe yeast creates alcohol, that's a metabolite. So if that metabolite is something that is not beneficial to the system, like if it's on your skin and that's phytotoxic or it's killing cells on your skin or creating inflammation, something like that, that's recognized as a pathogen. If it's doing something beneficial for that system, metabolites are doing something beneficial for that system, it's viewed as a beneficial. What's interesting is that a lot of pathogens don't actually, I talked about it earlier, is they don't express themselves if they're not in a large enough number or if the system's not out of balance enough for them to think that they can take advantage of the entire system. They'll sort of lay dormant and quiet and won't really do anything bad for the system, but will in fact be just a small immune test against the system and operate beneficially, ironically, for the entire system. So nuking all of the microbes because you have a pathogen is usually a big mistake, and it makes you dependent on chemical or physical solutions where you're intervening, if not every week, every season, to try and knock down the problem rather than letting nature sort of handle it the way nature handles it.
So, you know, pathogenic organisms, there are five main types: viruses, bacteria, fungi, protozoa, and worms. And so some pathogens are really necessary for a properly functioning ecosystem, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah. Like I was saying, is that first of all of those different categories have beneficials and things that might be considered pathogenic in a given circumstance. However, if all of your microbial life is in a proper balance, they take on a role that, if not physically breaking down products or making nutrients more available, they take on a role that's beneficial to the entirety of the system because they'll be challenging the system. And that challenge to the system will be similar to a vaccine or something like that, an inoculation. It's a small amount of challenge that keeps the natural defenses alive in the system.
There you go. Thank you so much, Ted, for being our guest this week. And we'll be back next week with another amazing guest. Go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Herrera J. Fry.
Help with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.